Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yabez, Chapter 9, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah continues on the theme that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, the concept of B'yoymo Titein Scharai, the obligation to pay workers in a timely fashion in that day or the next day, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, this halacha applies Echad Schar Adam, whether one is paying a human being for their work, Echad Schar Behemer, or whether one's paying a person that their animal was hired to work for him, whether somebody rented a particular keli, a vessel, or something to serve him. The obligation of paying in time applies. And similarly, there is the law of the negative commandment that if one doesn't pay in time, there's an issue. These apply by all the three aforementioned cases. At what point does the balabayas, does the owner, the fellow that has to pay, violate the prohibition? Bisman shetavai, in a situation where the worker claimed the money. Loi tavai, however, let's say a fellow never asked him for it, ain't ever loved him. He doesn't violate b'yemetitein scharei or loi salin, because it halacha is they have to actually claim and ask you for it, or else you're not liable. M'chei waitzachem money. Let's say the employer said, you know what, go to the store and put on my bill X amount, the amount that I owe you in groceries, or he sent them to a money changer with a note that said, please give him X amount of money. Then the Mishnah says, he doesn't violate anything because that's considered like payment. Continues the Mishnah. Sachir bizmanai, a hired person that claimed the money from the owner at the time that he's supposed to pay him. And the owner says, I already paid you. Nishba, then the worker swears that he never was paid. Vinoitel, and then he's able to take the money. Now, this is not the norm or the way things usually work. Because usually the halacha is, if you want to take something from somebody, you have to bring a raya. You can't just swear. But in this situation, we say that probably what happened was he came and he asked the owner for money. The owner was just so busy, the employer was so busy, that he forgot. But we assume that the worker knows if he got paid or if he didn't get paid. Now, the Gemara explains that this is only talking about a situation that the initial hire was done with Adam. There's proof that he was hired. But if there's no proof that he was even hired, then the owner could always tell him, the employer could always tell him, I don't even know what you're talking about. I never hired you in the first place. Continues the Mishnah, of Arzmani, let's say he claims after the time for payment has already paid, then ain't an Ishma Benaita. In that situation, you don't swear and get paid. Rather, it works the other way around. The owner swears that he already paid him. Because even though maybe he was busy during that day, but we don't say that he let the time stamp that he was supposed to pay by expire and didn't pay him because he didn't want to violate a Torah commandment. Let's say there is witnesses that he claimed from him at the end of the time, says the Mishnah, in that situation, the employee can swear and he gets paid. Says the Mishnah, a ger taishav is a non-Jewish person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, but agrees to keep the seven mitzvahs of Noach. He doesn't have to keep all 613, but he keeps the seven mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah, Yesha Mishum B'yametitin Schari. Interestingly enough, this mitzvah of paying in time applies to the Ger Toshav. Because the Pasuk says, I'm Igercha Sheba'artzacha Bisharecha. Or from the Ger, the stranger that is in your land, in your midst. Veiba Mishum Leisom Plus Sachirat Chaboker. However, the negative commandment that one violates for not paying at the appropriate time does not apply. Because the Pasuk says, Leisashek Es Reacha. And Reacha, the Gemara makes a drasha, means actually another Jewish person, and it excludes the Ger Taisha. So to violate the first Yitzirah B'yametit and Schari, that applies. But Loisom Pula Sachar Yitcha Boiker, the negative commandment, that does not apply. Wishing you a fantastic, wonderful upcoming day and an amazing upcoming week.